been a while since we spoke with CloudBees CEO Sasha Labore, and we wanted to know what was going on in the world of Jenkins, or more specifically, what's been going on in terms of the Jenkins pipeline. So, Sasha, what's the latest news as far as the Jenkins pipeline goes?
We announced the declarative pipeline, and that's got lots of interest from enterprise users, enterprise customers at CloudBees. So as you might know, for 2 years now, we've been working hard at implementing this pipeline implementation that makes it possible to implement sophisticated pipeline. And we were using the Groovy language as a way to articulate what those pipelines were supposed to do. And so the good thing is that you can do extremely sophisticated pipelines. It's very robust. It's one of the most flexible and powerful pipeline implementation out there. So it's going to satisfy the most sophisticated users. The problem is that when you start with pipeline, you are not a sophisticated user. You just learn. And so the learning curve was too high for those users. And if you go in enterprises, a lot of those developers that have to start touching on pipeline do not want to start by being educated on the new language, just to learn how to do pipeline and so on. So that was an adoption issue we were facing. And so we just launched what we called a declarative pipeline. So it's an extremely easy way to create pipelines just with a very simplified language. We actually came up with a graphical editor where you can point and click and create those pipelines very easily. And all of this is based on the same foundation as the good old pipeline. So you can go back and forth, and you can have a team that starts with declarative pipeline and down the road move to the most sophisticated pipeline. But it's really a way to satisfy all type of audiences who want to do continuous delivery and not just the leading edge.
Now, along with the work on the declarative pipeline, you also released results lately of the CloudBees survey. What are some of the things that the survey recipients are telling you about the state of the industry?
Some interesting numbers for me were, you know, things like 85% of the people said that their usage of Jenkins has increased over the past year. So this matches with our observation that you always do more. You never do less, right? Once you start, you have more tests, you have more projects, more people to onboard and so on. So it's hard to go back. Interestingly enough, 90% of the people said that their Jenkins is mission critical to their company. And that one is very important to me. Because I always thought that as you moved from CI to CD, and as CD becomes essentially the funnel that brings everything to production, if your funnel is down, then it's like if your production was down, since you can't push anything new to production. It could be a security patch or something like that. So it's very important to consider your pipeline as critical as your production. And so to me, this number is a proxy of two things. First, it's the fact that more and more people do full-fledged continuous delivery and not just continuous integration, and also that they simply realize this is critical. Because for a while, we would talk with companies that would tell us that they start doing CD, but they didn't think it was critical. And it's only once you were, you know, digging into it and asking the right questions five times, they would realize, oh my God, yes, you're right. So I think this is really evolving and maturing in people's minds.
Now, Jenkins and continuous integration isn't anything new. Why is it that Jenkins continues to lead the industry in popularity?
Companies looking at Jenkins, what they like from Jenkins is the fact that it can hook into lots of different subsystems. A lot of the technical choice they've done over the years, well, Jenkins is going to leverage that and be compatible with it. And so if what they're looking for is to have one tool for multiple projects, to have a unifying dashboard if you want, well, that's what Jenkins can bring to the table. While if what you're trying to achieve is to do GitHub to Docker deploy to AWS, then if you're just a team and that's the only thing you care about, you'll find dozens of different offerings on the market at pure SaaS that can very efficiently do this. You know, it's very cheap, nice UI, straight to the point, and so that's going to be appealing. But that's not really the type of problem we're trying to solve.
Now, how prevalent was container technology like Docker in the CloudBees survey results?
50% of them stating they are using container technologies, most of them Docker, 92%. So there are a bunch of interesting stats in that survey, which I think shows the evolution of DevOps and continuous delivery in enterprises.
Now, how does technology like Jenkins fit in this DevOps world of containers and Dockers and Kubernetes and the like?
There's a bunch Jenkins can do. And actually, I think the Docker team itself actually runs Jenkins to build their containers. So what a lot of companies do is to actually, as part of their continuous delivery pipeline, is the first step will always be focused on code, right? Maybe you do some static code analysis or you're going to build your code. But then as soon as you hit that place, one of the very first steps is going to be to build a container with that new version of the application. And the idea to do it very early on is so that all along your life cycle, you can reuse that same exact container image so that you don't have any surprise, you know, between test or staging and production. And so that's why one of the very first steps is going to be to create that image. And so Jenkins can build that Docker container for you based on your configuration file and so on. And it's going to inject this application in there, typically store it in a binary repository like JFrog or Sonatype. And then all of the next steps along the way are going to be pulling this container from the repository. You're also going to see some interesting behavior, like sometimes, you know, you're consuming images within images. You know, you're saying, well, I need the SSH container as part of this one. And that's the kind of thing you can track as well. So you can create dependencies and say, well, if I'm going to change, the MySQL container, then any application leveraging the MySQL container should be rebuilt and tested to see if it remains compatible. So that's the kind of things you can implement on top of Jenkins. So it's really good.
To find out more about CloudBees and the Jenkins offering, head over to cloudbees.com. And if you're interested in hearing more from Sasha, you can follow him on Twitter @SashaLabore.